telling me when we got going here, just all the blood, the sweat, and the tears, and the hard work, and there's an awful lot that went into winning the state championship.
Yeah, I think this season we dedicated the off season to our conditioning, just really trying to ramp it up and get the guys in supreme shape so we could play a style of pace that could hopefully lead us to a state title.
And Justin, for you, what's it meant for you the last couple of years to be able to be on the coaching staff and to work with these guys?
Oh, it's been an honor. I mean, Benton Harbor's always had a rich tradition in basketball, and coming over from St. Joe, you know, I grew up having a rivalry with them, and next thing I know, I'm coaching side by side by some of the best coaches in the state. So it was an honor, and you know, I'm hoping to keep it rolling with the guys.
When they had the school celebration, you kind of told an interesting story when you came over there. You kind of thought of you as one of the players, right?
Oh, yeah. My first time over here is when the seniors were freshmen. And first time I walked in the gym, they were all looking at me like, oh, we got a transfer. There goes my spot. But no, it was a great experience. I'm just trying to grow with these kids. I feel like I've grown as a coach as the kids have grown as well. So I'm just kind of growing with that group.
A lot of folks, and deservedly so, have talked about the game-winning shot by Carlos Johnson, but the guy who made it all possible to go into overtime was Sean Hopkins, who hit that shot to go into overtime. And let me just ask you, when you had the ball and you knew you were only a couple ticks left on the clock, what was going through your mind?
Just make the layup and don't expect no foul. So I just made the layup.
Did you sense any added pressure, or was it just another basketball shot?
It was just another shot to me.
When Catholic Central, after overtime, or the end of overtime, goes into the other end and they miss that shot, you guys knew you won the state championship. What was going through your mind? Do you even remember what was going through your mind?
I didn't know we won because I grabbed the last rebound and I'm on the floor. And I see everybody celebrating. I'm like, why are they celebrating? We go to double overtime. So then I see the ref do like, it's over. And I looked up at the score. I'm like, oh, snaps, we won. And I started crying. It was my last game.
You know what? You weren't the only one. I think there are a lot of people supporting Benton Harbor there at the Breslin Center or at home. When that clock ran out, a lot of people had some tears. It was something else.
Yeah.
How does it feel now? And I asked you after the game, but now you've had a few days to process it. How does it feel to have the title of state champion next to your name?
It feels great. I'm still in disbelief that we won, because Coach CeCe, he said winning the state championship is going to be the hardest thing we ever do. It was hard winning by one and overtime at that, but I'm glad we won.
And Coach CeCe, you were telling me Sean said he grabbed that last rebound.
Yes.
And you weren't quite sure when he grabbed the rebound, you weren't quite sure what was going on until everyone started running by you in celebration.
I seen all the guys run by me, and then I was like, okay, yes, we finally won. I was still trying to process, hoping that the guy didn't make the last second layup going back the other way. So when I seen Sean flying to get the rebound and I seen the red light go off behind the basket, I just let out a relief because I really wasn't breathing while he was dribbling down the court. I didn't want him to make a game winner on this.
And I was trying to call the game. I wasn't breathing either, to tell you the truth. I asked Justin this. I'll ask you, what's it meant to you to help Coach Sterling and coach these guys along the way?
I mean, it's been pure enjoyment. This was an excellent group of kids that we had during this run right here, and it's just meant so much to the community and to these boys and to us as a coaching staff, because we put everything into this one season. We really had a talk before the season just amongst the coaches that we really have a special group right here, and we have to do everything possible and exhaust all resources to try to make sure this group wins the state title. And to see it come to fruition, I mean, it just feels great.
So I'm going to ask Sean this question first, and then Justin, then CeCe will ask you. You take the state championship win out of the equation. Most memorable part of this season, is there something that stands out in your mind? Other than, because I know if I ask the question to everybody, of course the obvious answer is going to be winning the state championship. If you take that out of the equation, leading up to the state championship, is there something that stands out in your mind, your senior season playing at Benton Harbor, that sticks out in your mind? It's really, really memorable.
I think going 27-1.
Yeah.
I think going 27-1. Stands out. Even though we won, we had a lot of blowout games, but within those blowout games, we knew, like, we played together, we played hard, and then it carried over to all those games. And during Hazel Park game, even though we lost, during the second half, I saw a lot of fight, a lot of heart, and I think that stands out the most.
Yeah, and you as one of the senior leaders, it amazes me, and I was telling Coach Cece this before we got started here, how well-balanced you guys were. I mean, there were nights you stepped up. There were nights Carlo stepped up. There were nights Elijah stepped up. There were nights that Denny stepped up and TJ and Devin, and the list goes on and on and on. The last six games that we broadcast of yours, we named a different player of the game. Did you kind of think that was going to be the case this year?
Yes. When Devin and TJ transferred, I knew that that took a lot of pressure off us, Carlos, me, Elijah, knowing that anybody on this team could have a big night. So if I score like 2 points, I'm not mad. I'm not, you know, I'm just happy that we got the win. I'm celebrating with my teammate because they had a big night, or just being thankful for playing, having the opportunity to play this sport.
Justin, for you, outside of winning the state championship, what's the most memorable thing that you're going to take away from this year?
I mean, just that hard work pays off. I mean, especially in the summer, we went to every team camp possible that we could, play a lot of East Side teams, just trying to get used to their style of ball. And what I call it is the unseen hours. I mean, it's priceless when you're in the gym working with these young kids, young men, and just seeing how much they improve over the summer and then seeing how much they improve come season. And, you know, it's just a blessing to be a part of it, and it's the unseen hours. And it's something that a lot of people don't see is, you know, when we're over at Fair Plain at 8 o'clock in the morning in a summer morning, and we're just busting our butt for 2 hours, you know, getting to work. And I feel like that's probably one of the most memorable things of this team is just the dedication and hard work we put in.
CZ, for you, most memorable?
It would have to be the summertime, just seeing it come together. You can kind of see that we had a chance to be special, but just going to all the camps together, playing all the teams, and being in all the battles in the summer, and just seeing us come together and stick together, and the guys start gelling, and natural friendships that they already had grew with even more. And I just think the camaraderie was built there, and then we just continued to build off of those. So I think that would be the most memorable, just seeing it all come together.
So I'm going to ask you two this question after I ask Sean, kind of jokingly. Of the coaching staff, everybody who's on the coaching staff, who still has game?
Oh, that's me with that question.
That's the easy one. That's definitely me and CeCe.
That's me.
Has to be Coach CeCe.
Yeah?
That was easy.
That's an easy question.
Yeah, that was easy.
Cash him out.
Look at it's real.
Wow. The disrespect. CeCe, we going one-on-one.
He know that. Justin too little.
You got to raise your level of your game, I guess.
I guess so. I mean, I shoot their stuff off every practice, but I guess that's not enough.
All right, so I'm also going to ask these guys outside of basketball too, Sean, for on the team, if you were to pick one guy, best-dressed guy on the team.
Oh, that's Corey.
Best-dressed guy. Who's the most styling guy walking the halls here at Benton Harbor
Corey
on this
Doris.
Basketball team?
Who's it? Corey Doris, easy.
Yes. Hands down.
Is it
Corey
really?
Down Corey Doris, yes. Hands down.
He's got like every type of shoe you could think of for every type of outfit too. Hat and everything. He's got it all the way down to the foot.
On the coaching staff, good cop, bad cop. Who plays the role of good cop and who plays the role of bad cop?
Well, I'm bad cop every
You're bad
time.
Cop?
Yeah.
Would you agree with that, Sean? Is he bad cop?
Yeah. Most definitely.
He's just gonna nod his head. He's not gonna say anything.
Most definitely.
Who's good cop?
Coach Sterling most of the time. Or or Coach Woodley. They kind of usually clean up after I go.
You get them first?
Yeah. I'm usually the one that's always the loudest. So they kind of come in after.
Justin, would you agree, or are you going the different
route? Oh, yeah, CeCe's definitely the bad cop. I try to be the good cop. Like, hey, man, don't worry about it. We're good. Like, he's just trying to tell you what you should do, but this is what he means. But, no, it's all out of love, and the kids understand it, too. That's the best part is they understand that we're not yelling just to yell. We're yelling with a purpose. And when we do get hard on you, it's just because, you know, we see the level that you can be at.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing against anybody. It's just, you know, it's just great coaching, and, you know, great players react to great coaching. So
Now, Sean, now some of the stuff that Coach CeCe put you guys through, is there one thing that's like, oh, man, for real? We got to do this? And what's the most grueling thing that Coach CeCe put you guys through?
11:30.
11:30?
You want me to explain it?
Yeah.
11 suicides, and you got 30 seconds for each one.
Really?
What a 30-second break.
With how much?
30-second break.
That's it. Yeah, he is back up.
If you don't do it, you have to start back over.
Did you really? Yep. If you didn't do it, you had to start over again? Ooh, that's real bad, Kyle. Before we take the break and let you guys go, Sean, are you playing a spring sport this year or not?
Nah.
So you get it?
Just going to work.
So you looking for anything after graduation? What are your plans after graduation? Are you looking at any possible schools?
Yes, I'm looking at Aquinas College, Kalamazoo Valley Community College.
Okay, great. Well, hey, congratulations. State champ. That's got a nice ring to it.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. Justin, congratulations.
Thank you.
CeCe, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good to see you guys.
Thank you for having us.
All right, congratulations again. We'll take a break. More coming up from Benton Harbor High School, our special celebration of the Benton Harbor State Championship on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
With your pro sports report,
WSJM Sports.
It's a special afternoon edition of our WSJM Sports Road Trip at Benton Harbor High School this afternoon as we celebrate the Benton Harbor State Championship, getting ready for the parade and the community rally, the route by the parade, by the way, if you didn't know. It's going to start at City Hall, make its way to Pipestone. It's going to go all the way down Pipestone to Union. Union, they'll turn on to Empire, and then Empire straight here to the school. So if you want to line that route for the parade route, starting at City Hall, going to Pipestone, Pipestone to Union, Union to Empire, and on their way back here. Our coverage of the Benton Harbor High School Championship celebration is brought to you in part by Bovo Bail Bonds. The original Bovo Bail Bonds has been serving our community for over 50 years. They're there when you need them at 927-4242 by Little Caesars. Little Caesars of Benton Harbor congratulates the Benton Harbor boys basketball team on their Class B state championship, by the Department of Health and Human Services, Foster Kids of Berrien County, and by Victoria Eberhard of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Expect the best in service. Get the best. Call Victoria Eberhard with Realty Executives. Now we're going to bring in another group. It's led by the maestro, the Rembrandt, the head chef. What other nicknames do you have, Coach Sterling?
The big sauce.
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing okay, Phil, man. I'm glad you're a part of this with us, man.
It is an honor. There's nothing more I would want to do than be a part of you guys' celebration. And, you know, I told folks at work this week, they talked about having a chance to call the state championship and Benton Harbor winning the state championship. And I said it was an experience of a lifetime, but I think of that entire day on Saturday, the best part, the most enjoyable part for me was to see you and all these guys on the floor smiling and celebrating. It made it all worth it.
Absolutely, yep. When he hit the shot, you know, I just went straight to my knees and prayed, but everybody else celebrated. But, once I started praying, I got up and looked around, and everybody still was celebrating, so I was out there dancing with them too.
Oh, that's right, because we talked about you dancing if you won the state
absolutely.
Championship.
Yep. We made a lot of promises to the kids. Now we got to uphold all of them. They drained me with water. And, again, it's a beautiful thing. Growing up, I've always been a basketball fan. So to watch the Chicago Bulls celebrate at Grant Park, always dream, man, just what it felt like to go to a championship parade or a celebration. Even when the Lakers won, around Staples, it was just, a great time. So, it's a blessing to experience this, in my early 40s.
Now, we got a couple other guys. Who do you have with us on this segment here?
Yep, I got our quiet coach, Coach Sheldon Nelson. I'm glad he joined us on the mic. We got our hound dog, Denny Brown, and we got our captain, our leader, Elijah Baxter.
Coach, for you, Coach Nelson, what's it meant? I asked the other guys, what's it meant to you to be part of this this team all season long and seeing them, all the hard work they put in and winning a state championship? What's it meant to you to be a part of this?
I'm just happy to be a part of it,
And Coach Stern started about the same time, coaching maybe in 2000, you know. So it's been a long journey, but I'm glad we see some fruit of our labor, you know.
And when Coach Sterling, you know, comes to you and says, I want you to be part of my coaching staff, was it an easy decision for you to make?
Oh, of course. No doubt. No doubt.
These coaches have meant an awful lot to you, haven't
they? Yeah, absolutely. They're my brothers. They're my backbone. Like when people say congratulations, I always say, you know, with the help of God and my staff, you know, the players was able to play hard and receive instruction. So, again, it's not just about me. It's about everybody. You know, they all chipped in. Everything I asked the coaches to do, they did. Everything I asked the players to do, they did. You know, it's an awesome coaching staff. Again, the top coaching staff in the state.
And you mentioned you have Denny and Elijah with you. And you guys, when I had a chance to talk to you guys after the games during the tournament, they said the one thing that they noticed, and if you're watching Facebook Live, the smile on their face right now, they said they could hear the smile on your face when I was talking to you guys. Just for you guys, what's it felt? Because I talked to you after the game, but you've had a couple of days to think about it now and have it kind of sink in. What's it feel to have the title of state champion next to your name now? Elijah, we'll start with you.
Yeah, it feels great, you know. Growing up, this is all you dream for. This is a moment that is really, you can't explain it to nobody, you know. If it's not a part, like if you're not a part of it or not in the community, it's like you can't really explain, because we put in so many countless hours for this. So like, just going through it, like every day I wake up, I'd be like, I'm a champion. Like it means a lot. Like it's something nobody can take from us, and it's just something we work hard for. So it just feels great, you know. I still don't know how to put it in the words. I'm still, like, excited. Every time we get around each other, it feels like it just happened over again. So, it still excites me.
I loved what you had said to me after the championship game. You said, if we win a district championship, you can celebrate 24 hours, but it's back to work. Regional championship, celebrate 24 hours, back to work. This one, you said, you don't know how long you're going to celebrate. You know what? You can celebrate the rest of your life with this one.
25 years. It's life.
Exactly. So, you celebrate as long as you want. Danny, for you, I asked you after the game, and I'll ask you, the title of state champion next to your name, I know it's something you've dreamt about, but how's it feel?
Words really can't explain it. It's just like facial expressions. Like I cannot smile. I can't do nothing but rejoice about winning. Wow. It's all that we've been thinking about.
Yep.
I asked Sean this, and I'll ask you guys this as well. If I were to ask the most memorable part of the season, obviously the answer is going to be winning the state championship. But take that out of the equation. You can't answer state championship game. Is there something that stands out in all four of your minds from this season that maybe you're never going to forget? Elijah, for you?
Conditioning.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a grind, you know, but – like, we all stuck together. After conditioning, we was like, man, I don't know how we're going to make it for another 3 days. Like, it was tough. But, like, when everybody complaining, somebody got to step up and say, well, we got to do it. You know, we knew we wanted the goals that we want to achieve. So I think that was the most memorable moment, because I think we came together more as a family and them 4 days of conditioning than anything.
Yeah. Danny, for you, most memorable for you?
Most memorable, our first and last practices. Our first practice, we came together as a family, for everybody that grew up together. And our last practice was our last time going at each other.
That is true, yeah. When you practiced for the last time, did you think about that as you were at practice, or are you just now thinking, wait a minute, that was our last practice?
I was thinking that practice. Once we broke it up, we always say family and stay champs at the end. We just thought about, like, it's my last time with my brothers.
Yeah. Corey?
Win or lose, it was the last practice. But I would say the most memorable moment would be when they put that big target on their back before the season. They had a state championship style Midnight Madness that the fans was, you know, talking about for about a week. You know, they went all out and they put the target on their back, but they performed too. That's one thing about this group. You know, they act like stars anyway. They dance, mm-hmm. You know, they smiling, you know, they love music. So the Meet the Team night was just the start of it. And then just the journey. You know, I always say, people always remember the end result, but just think about the journey. You know, Grand Rapids CC, you know, they lost, but they got to embrace the journey. You know? And, you know, because it's hard to just get to the Breslin. You know, it's so many games in 2 or 3 weeks, and, you know, it's just a lot of scouting. It's hard to win the state championship.
Yeah,
so it was just a journey.
Coach Nelson, most memorable for you outside of winning the state championship?
I guess maybe even though we lost the second half of the Hazel Park game, I saw that we the fight, we kept fighting to the end. Unfortunately, we ran out of time, though, you know. I knew then we was going to be – we won't lose too many more after that, you know. I just enjoyed the ride, you know.
I don't blame you.
Yes.
All right, so for Elijah and Denny, I gave you guys a pen and a piece of paper. I'm going to ask you guys a couple of questions with the rest of the team here watching this. Go ahead and write your answer down and then show it to everybody, and we'll see if you guys match, and if not, explain it a little bit. I asked Sean this, but I'll ask you guys. Yeah, write it big. Write it so we can see it. So, yeah, write it sideways. We've got plenty of paper to answer his question. Most stylish guy on the team when it comes to dress. Most stylish guy on the team. All right. Who do you got, Denny? So we got a TJ and a Corey. All right, so Corey Doris?
Yes.
Okay, that's what the guy's up here. So, Elijah, why do you say Corey?
Man, it's not a pair of shoes or a pair of jeans that he don't got, you know. And all the newest stuff he'll get, and some of the stuff he get before everybody, months before everybody get it. So that's why I say the most stylish.
Denny, why do you say TJ?
No matter what TJ wear, you can't tell him he don't look good. He come in here with a leather tank top on. I think he the freshest person in the building.
Wait a minute. He's actually walked into school with a leather tank top?
Basically.
Get out. Really?
With the glasses.
With the glasses.
With the glasses on in the sun and all.
I saw him at the school pep rally. Yeah. I thought, he's got the sunglasses on. I go, if there are two words.
Scotty Pippen.
Yeah, Scotty Pippen. Yeah. When I saw TJ walk in, two words that came to my mind was styling and profiling,
right,
for TJ.
Right.
All right, grab another piece of paper. The next question is this: goofiest guy on the team. Oh,
right back.
So goofiest guy on the team, the craziest guy, the funniest guy, like that. Who would you guys go with? All right, so all right, let's see who we got. We got both of you say Travis. All right, so both of you guys, why is Travis the craziest guy on the team? Denny, time to throw Travis under the bus, I guess.
You can just look at him and tell that he's crazy. Tank ain't never mad. If you upset, Tank gonna change that move.
Man, Tank a daredevil, man. He'll try to jump over a car. He'll try to do anything. He loves videos when people doing dangerous stuff and hurt themselves. It's just, he tried to do it, but other than that, he's just funny, you know. When Travis around, he brings positive vibes.
Yep, right.
Coach Sterling, Coach Nelson, craziest guy, you going to agree with Travis, or is there somebody else you might go with?
Yeah, it was Travis, yeah. And then second place would be Christopher Kyle's Tigger.
Yeah. Definitely.
One day we was at McDonald's after a game, and he come in with some Gazelles on, you know, these big old LL Cool J glasses, you know, rubbing his hand. I mean, it was so funny.
You go with that, right?
Yes, Coach? I agree.
All right. So we asked you guys most stylish guy on the team, the least stylish guy on the team. Well, you see, you know, outside of wearing uniform,
Marcus
and all
West.
That. Who is it?
Marcus West. Marcus is a guy that don't care about, you know, a lot of things, material things. He's just chilling. So I say Marcus West, but we'll see who these guys say.
Denny Elijah. So the guy who's got the least amount of fashion style on the team. Now, I'm probably building a wall between you and some of your friends here with asking you some of these questions. But maybe they come into school and you just think to yourself, man, what are you wearing? What's going on?
They got a goop.
Oh, yeah. Do they? All right. So. All right. Denny, who are you going with?
Wow. Yep. Hey, I agree with Elijah, too.
All right. So Elijah went with the guy sitting to his left and Denny. So you got to describe, you got to explain this.
Denny just don't care how he presents himself, like, because that's his, I don't know if it's his ego or his confidence, you know. He is who he is, but you can't change that from Denny, you know. He could show up and one, a baseball uniform after a game and still try to go get the cutest girl in the room.
And Denny, you went with who?
Justin. Man, Justin, the tall one. Because Justin just, he different from everybody else. He don't care. He just, like, he still go to Lakeshore.
By the way, maybe explain yourself and defend yourself with what Elijah said about you?
I just be cool, and that's why. When you play three sports, you just throw on sweats every day. It is what it is.
Oh, man. Well, all right. So the two coaches, Corey and Coach Nelson, I have to imagine, yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into it. There's a lot of stress that goes into it. How much fun was this team to be around this year? I mean, I have to imagine it's been a lot of fun having these guys around every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's they more was like family, you know, little brothers, little sons. You know, I love each one of them. So, you know, they always been respectful to me. You know, we never had arguments, you know, off the court, no issues. So, I mean, since I've been here for 6 years, it's the best team off the court, not just on the court, off the court I had too.
Okay. Yeah. Coach?
I agree with them. I've never had no problems with none of them. You know, I enjoy all of them. You know, they got different personalities and stuff, you know, but we all have.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We all have. Final question for Elijah and Denny. If during a game you and somebody from the other team are going to get in a shoving match, who on your team do you want to have your back?
You gotta write it. You gotta write it.
Yeah, write it down. Who do you want to have? Who on your team do you want your back to make sure that you're taken care of? All right. So Denny says, myself and you, Sean. The bench.
Bench squad.
So Elijah's going with the bench squad, right?
Yes.
And Denny, hey, you can go one-on-two then, right? Yeah. So if it's gonna, instead of two-on-two, it's just going to be one-on-two, you and whoever else.
Right.
Or maybe you, Sean.
Yeah. All right. As long as we ain't got no studio against us. I remember, you know, against Coloma, you know, TJ jump off the bench. I'm like, man, what you doing? You can't do that. That's an automatic suspension. Luckily, the ref ain't seen him. Like, man.
And as we let you guys go, Danny, I don't know if you were aware of this, but when the final buzzer went off at the Breslin Center, I'm watching the video over and over and all the celebration. And then one of the last times I saw it, I go, who is that? You did an entire lap around the Breslin Center court. Did you even realize that?
I was looking for Lige. I couldn't find him. I just kept running.
It's like he's just the entire lap. I go, everybody's in midcourt, and Daddy's running around the perimeter of the court. That was great to see, though.
Wow.
It was great to see. You guys, congratulations on the championship. Well deserved.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. More coming up from Benton Harbor High School, our special afternoon edition of the Road Trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph, Benton Harbor.
I'm Steve Weissman with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
WSJM Sports.
We are at Benton Harbor High School, a special afternoon edition of the WSJM Sports Road Trip, and our coverage is brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt of Realty Executives Pro Brokers, the Department of Health and Human Services, Little Caesars of Benton Harbor, and Bovo Bail Bonds. And Coach Sterling, before we get to these guys, I guess you've got a group of guys here with us, and talk a little bit who they are, what they meant to you, coach, or as individual players.
Yeah, first player, we got Jamon Walker, returning junior. He's going to be a senior next year, and we're looking forward to him leading our team as a point guard. So he battled Elijah all year in practice at Denny, so, you know, he's battle-tested. We also got Coach Kenny Jackson, who's been with me, you know, for a long time. You know, very dedicated coach, always willing to get the guys in the gym on Sundays. Even when I can't get in there, I can count on Coach Jay. Next, we got Big Shot Lowe's. You know, again, number one player in the state, you know, Division One player, NBA player pretty soon. Just everything, you know, again, great kid. He's our rock. Next to him, you got TJ Jones. you know, sharp shooter. You know, again, if you leave TJ open, he go knock it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we love when T's go zone, so we put TJ in on one side and Nick on the other side. So pick your poison. And last but not least, we got Nichols, Devin Nichols from Berrien. You know, great kid, lived down the street from me. You know, me and him Ben had a relationship, you know, before it all. So, you know, I'm proud of this group, and you know, we're just looking forward to seeing these boys go off to college.
Looking forward to talking to these guys as well. And, Jamon, I guess for you, I had a chance to talk to some of the guys after the game. Didn't get a chance to catch up with you, but let me ask you this, and I've asked these guys throughout the afternoon. When you hear the phrase, Jamon Walker, state champion, how's that feel to hear that?
It feels real good. You know, I'm a state champ.
Yeah. And obviously you've dreamt about it, growing up, you know, wanting to play at Benton Harbor, coming out, running out in the floor at Farnham Gym. You hear the crowd roaring, the band playing, the bell ringing, and winning a state championship. Is it all that you were hoping it would be like, or is it even more special than what you thought it might be?
Yeah, it was more special than I thought it would be.
I asked these guys, too, outside of winning a state championship, is there anything that stands out in your mind that's, you know, the most special part of the season, something that made it very, very memorable for you? It'd be easy to say, of course, winning the state championship, but other than that, what made this season so special for you?
Traveling with the team, like, they've been my mentors, so they've been helping me out.
All right. And, Coach, for you, what's it meant for you to be on the staff and helping coach these guys?
It's been marvelous. I mean, I've had a lot of these kids when they were small, when they started in jump start. I was fortunate enough for some of them to be their freshman coach, and I was just super elated when TJ and Devin decided to come back home to Benton Harbor. Love those guys. I mean, I can't say enough about them. And even Carlos, I had him when he was a youngin', but I only had him for a short period of time because I wasn't allowed to coach two teams anymore because we were winning too much. But I've always believed in development. You know, I believed in just developing the kids, making sure they do the right thing and live the right way. Take care of their business in the classrooms, and that's it. They're just wonderful kids. It's a good group of character kids, and it's great to have that on the squad.
It is an amazing group. Carlos Johnson, I don't think I've had a chance to ask you this. Carlos, you when you hit that shot with about 10 seconds to go, when it left your hand, did you know it was going in?
Yeah, I knew it was cash.
Yeah?
Yeah, I knew it was cash.
Now, and I was talking to Jamon, when you're growing up and you're dreaming about, you know, playing high school basketball at Benton Harbor High School, I think any kid growing up that's going to be a basketball player dreams of hitting a game-winning shot, and especially in a state championship game. Did you think it was going to be like that?
No, I didn't think it was going to be that. much attention from the atmosphere. It was a whole – the feeling is crazy. You can't describe it.
So when you're, you know, playing, you know, one-on-one with your friends or in a practice, when as you're growing up and you're dreaming about hitting a game-winning shot, when you think back at when you're thinking about that game-winning shot that you're trying to practice in when you're a kid, was it a three-point shot? Was it a layup? Was it a dunk?
It definitely was a three.
It was a three? Was it really?
Coming down the court, you know, just calling, you know, your friend calling or you calling, and you just shoot a crazy contested shot anywhere on the court, and then you just go in.
Devin, I asked you after the game, but you've had a few days now to let it kind of sink in. What's it feel like to have the Frey State champion next to your name?
It's a good feeling, especially to talk about it as fourth and fifth graders and to see it come to fruition my senior year with a great group of guys. It's no better feeling.
What was the most memorable part of the season for you outside of winning a state championship? What was the most memorable part of the season for you?
Hanging with these guys every day. It's never a dull moment. You know, we're laughing every single minute we with each other.
And like Coach had mentioned, you and TJ, you came home, and what better way to celebrate coming home than winning the state championship?
Yeah, it's no better way. It's the greatest way to go out.
Yeah.
And to kind of come in, you know, being the first year, to go out, to come in our first year and hope. help us get a state championship is couldn't have a better year.
When I had a chance to talk to you guys as a group of seniors after the game, TJ was the first one that I talked to. TJ will give you the microphone. You were hugging the trophy. How long before it took before somebody was actually get that trophy out of your hands?
It took a minute, and it took some force to get it out my hand. I couldn't, if I could took it home, I would have took it home. That's crazy.
So when you win the Stanley Cup championship in hockey, they let each player take it home. They don't let you guys take the state championship trophy home?
Nah.
Yeah, I guess I can understand that. What were your thoughts when the red light went on behind the basket, the buzzer goes off at the Breslin Center? Do you even remember what was going through your mind?
I froze. I thought I was dreaming for a minute. I was trying to slap myself, wake me up and stuff. I didn't know what was going on. And then when I realized we just won, I'm like, wow, it's a dream come true.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you guys. You have the pen in front of you and the piece of paper. I'll ask you guys maybe some of the questions that I asked the guys before. Let's go with the most stylish guy on the team. We got the guy who's got the most best fashion sense on the basketball team. If you were to vote for one, who's it going to be? Oh, that one's not working? Here, let me see if I can borrow this one. All right, so Carlos has got...
I got Corey.
All right, so you got Corey. Devin, who do you have?
I got Corey, too.
All right, Corey. TJ?
Yeah, Corey.
Corey?
Corey.
Oh, and I think it was... Who was it? Was it Denny or Elijah that said... TJ.
His style is like different from anybody else's style. It's like you don't know what to expect. You really don't know what to expect from him when he come in the building. When he come in the building, he's like, oh, let's see what TJ got on today. And he probably come in with some skinnies with a big hoodie on with some shoes. I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing?
So there's style. And then there's TJ style.
He got his own vocabulary, his own way of talking, everything. He got his own everything.
Just Coach, who?
Just different.
Every minute's got to be his own guy, right?
Yeah. You got a Dennis Rodman style.
Dennis Rodman style. Yeah. Coach, would you agree with these guys, or who would you go with the most stylish guy on the team?
Okay. I'm going to say this. The most stylish, yeah, it's going to be Corey Doors. But I think TJ has probably the most confidence. He will kind of get out there, he'll wear anything, and just like Diddy said, he just know he looks good. He just know it. He'll have to smile. You can ask him what he got on. He'd be like, man,
That's sunglasses on.
Yeah, that's TJ. So TJ's the type of person, no matter what he has on, he can make it look good somehow, some way?
Yeah, some way he still managed to come outside with that on. I don't know.
All right. Next one is the person on the team that has the least fashion sense. The one guy that they come walking in, and you go, oh man, what have you got on?
That's tough.
So who's got the? Most of you guys are saying Corey as far as the most fashionable. Who's the least fashionable guy on the team? So I like Devin's answer.
Come in and you just put. It's going to be tough.
All right, so Devin's got an answer. Carlos has got an answer. Jimon's got an answer. Now TJ. All right, so hold it up, and let's see if you guys agree or not. Who you got? We've got...
You got
Justin, you've got...
I got Denny or Devin.
Denny or Devin. Devin's saying me, as in himself.
Yeah.
And then you've got TJ.
Same, yeah.
Okay. All right, explain yourself then.
Devin, for Midnight Madness, he came in basic. Everybody was supposed to, wear some crazy, to make themselves stand out. He came in probably with the same thing he got on right now. I won't lie. Or then he might just come and just put anything on. Just to be here, make sure, he just dressed up. So I don't know. He might have won that, though.
So, all right, so your fashion sense. You admit to yourself you just don't got it, right, Devin?
Well, I wouldn't say that I don't have a fashion sense.
Uh-huh.
It's just sweatpants all year. Nike sweatpants all year, running shoes, and a sweater.
All right, so in other words, you can make Nike sweatpants, tennis shoes, and a sweatshirt look good. It's basic, but it looks good, right? You're starting your own fashion set. Now, TJ, you said?
Devin. Like, Devin, he keep it simple. Like, no matter what, he can try to get, like, clean or whatever, but it still be simple. It just be so simple. He think he be so clean. And Diddy a try. But it don't be right.
So would you go up to Denny? Would you say, nice try, but?
Nah. You got to make him think he's feeling himself still.
Jamon, you got who? Justin. Okay, so he's going to explain Justin, his answer.
Like Justin, is it jogging shorts with jogging pants or shorts? Like, with Adidas, and that's it.
That's it.
Prince.
Coach, for you, who would be the least fashionable guy on the team?
To me, it would have to be you, Sean. I've never seen him with anything on other than shorts and a T-shirt. That's the only thing I've ever seen you, Sean. It has to be you, Sean, for me. They've seen him in other things. I haven't. Every time I see him, because it's from football, it's football stuff, basketball, shorts, T-shirt. Baseball stuff. I've never seen him with clothes on.
I asked some of these guys when we do the Thursday morning road trip, I'll ask you guys, phenomenal basketball players and maybe some of the other sports that you play, but is there one sport that you can say that there's no way I'm going to be, I'd want to do it. Either I'm not good at it or I just don't want to try it. There's one sport, and it could be any sport. It could be a real obscure sport. It could be a more popular sport. Is there a sport that not going to happen? Carlos, for you?
At first it was baseball, but I think I'd try baseball, but I would never get in the hockey suit. Never get in the hockey. I seen some highlights on ESPN the other night, and they just be flat out running each other over. And, like, it'd be so crazy, but I don't know. I think that's what people have, like, tangent problems or whatever. So
yeah. All right. So for Carlos, it's hockey. Devin, for you, is there a sport that you would absolutely say no to?
Definitely hockey or extreme mountain biking.
Okay.
I get on the bike. I get on the bike. What you gonna do, man?
You ride down the mountain.
You better just,
It ain't no
hill.
It's a mountain.
It's not like the Empire Hill.
People doing that, though.
TJ, for you, is there a sport that you'd say to?
I say lacrosse. I don't know how they be doing it. Like, I feel like I try to throw the ball and it still be in the team. Like, I don't know how they catch it. None of that. I say lacrosse.
Okay, lacrosse. Jamon, for you?
I say gymnastics.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I could do that.
That's a good one. All right, so plans after graduation for you guys. I know Carlos got a couple years left, but as far as the seniors go, plans for after graduation? Devin, you looking at any possibilities?
Yeah, I plan to attend college. I haven't really decided yet. And after college, I plan on trying to transition to play professional basketball.
Nice. All right. TJ?
I'm planning on going to college to GRCC, but my option is still open, and I plan on attending for criminal justice.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, Jamon, you're what year?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. All right. So what kind of goals are you going to set for yourself for next year?
Make sure I win it again and just keep my grades up.
All right. In your mind, what's it going to take to win a second state second straight state championship?
Hard work and dedication.
All right. Carlos, for you, goals for next year, obviously win another state championship, right?
Yeah, but if that don't happen, just make sure we all have a good season and all the seniors get to a college, help them progress and try to be a better player if that's what they're going to college for, to play ball.
And that's awesome. So before we take our last break and let you guys go, I told the guys in the last segment that when I have a chance to talk to you guys, they can actually hear the smile on your face when I'm talking to you. So for the Facebook Live, show everybody that state championship smile. See, that's that is great. Oh, and then real quick then, too, before we let you go, we asked the previous group, too, go down the line. When it comes to the coaching staff, good cop, bad cop? Who's the good cop in the coaching staff? All right, Devin's going to start.
Start with the head coach, Coach Sterling. Got to go with good cop. Coach CeCe, bad cop. Got to be bad cop.
He was the most popular answer last time.
Yeah. Coach Jackson, it's in between sometimes. Mostly good cop.
Mostly good cop. You happy with that? You all right with that?
Coach Mike, Coach Gillespie, good cop. Coach Nelson, good cop. And Coach Justin. That's another, it depends.
That's the toss up?
Mostly good cop.
Mostly good cop.
Yeah.
So Coach CeCe's the bad cop.
Yeah, Coach CeCe didn't want to get on us.
Carlos, for you, who would be good cop, bad cop?
Coach Sterling, he in between. He got his moments. CeCe, bad cop. Coach Mike, bad cop. Coach Nelson, he a silent cop, so you really don't get too much from him. Coach Jackson, he in between too. Like he'll give you his moment here and there, but they don't be too bad. He more like a coach. He's just like, he just said something. But you know, he's still a good coach. But, you know, like, at heated moments, like, when we, Coach CeCe, like, make us run or something, he'll try to put his input in. But we already mad, so we just be, it just goes straight out the window sometimes. But he a good cop.
All right, so before we let you guys to eat real quick, and we'll ask TJ and Jamon a different question. What coach on the coaching staff still has game?
Coach CeCe.
Coach CeCe?
Still has. Coach Michi do too, though.
Nah, who does?
Coach Michi. But it's Coach CeCe.
Coach CeCe? Jamon, who still has game?
Coach CeCe.
CeCe. All right. You guys, will let you eat before you guys take off. And congratulations again, state champs. It's a phenomenal season. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up from Benton Harbor High School on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
From concept to reality, Silky.
Benton Harbor High School, we wrap things up with our special afternoon edition of the road trip as we celebrate Benton Harbor's state championship. Trey Crucial is the athletic director as we wrap things up. First year as an athletic director, and they come out and win a state championship. You've been a little busy over the last week or so, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm ready to get it over with. I'm ready for spring break. It's been a hectic week, but, you know, it's a good hectic because I may never experience this again as an athletic director, so I'm really taking this in. I still see Carlos Johnson's shot going through my head, mm-hmm. and I don't think I'll ever forget that. This entire experience has been great.
You know, as you oversee the athletic programs here at Benton Harbor, and so many good things are happening with all the athletic programs, but I told Coach Sterling this, and you'd probably think almost the same thing. It was, I mean, winning the state championship was amazing, and just being able to be there to experience it in person to me is a highlight. But just as big, if not larger, was to see the smile on their faces. And just the sense of relief because the season was over and they won the state championship, whether it be Coach Sterling, the rest of the staff, all of the players. For you, what was that like to see them? It just all the hard work, and then it finally culminates in a state championship.
I think you really got to see a different side of all of them,
yeah.
The kids and the coaches. And I mean, you looked at center court, and Coach Sterling was dancing and singing, and I don't think I've ever seen him dance. That was a sight to see. But even all the kids, you know, they were shedding tears. Everybody was emotional. And then I looked up behind me. I actually recorded some footage with my phone. I recorded the crowd because even the crowd was just – filled with joy. And I think this community, with everything they've gone through and how frustrated you see some community members get, just, you know, here at school or by board members with other things going on, it was really cool to see that.
Yeah, it was. So have you explained what's going to go on? Obviously, the team's going to be heading down to City Hall in just a little bit. You've got the parade, and if, you know, folks aren't able to line the parade route, they can come here to the school. Just talk a little bit about what's going to go on after the parade.
So if you get a chance, you can line up alongside the road on the route that the parade's taking. You can wave at the parade. But if you can't get involved with the parade, you come up here at 6:30. We're going to have an assembly here. We're going to have a great MC by the name of Phil McDonald in the event. And we're going to have some guest speakers, and we're going to have a couple surprises thrown in there. We're going to have some highlight videos being played. We're even going to play some of the 64-65 game. We found some footage from that, which is really cool to see, especially without the three-point line. The footage is in, like, sort of a fast-forward mode, so it's kinda, it's really kind of funny and silly to watch. But we got some cool things planned. It's going to be a really fun afternoon. Or evening, I'm sorry. And so if you can't make it to the parade, come to the high school at 6:30 and just come on in the gym and enjoy the events.
Going to look definitely looking forward to it. I really am. It's going to be a great time, and it's well-deserved, too. These guys put an awful lot of work and everything that comes their way. And I got to imagine Coach Sterling now, and I didn't get a chance to comment with him on this, but Coach Sterling, I think anytime he and his wife go out for dinner for a while, I don't think he's going to have to pay for a thing because, it's on me.
He just said he didn't think he has paid for a meal in about 2 days. He says everywhere he's gone, he planned on paying, and then they'd be like, oh, it's on the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the other coaches were commenting that they stopped at a couple other restaurants, got some free food. And then CeCe said, I don't know where you guys are all going because I've paid for every meal I've gone and got. So, and I've tried that in Kalamazoo. They were like, well, who are you again? And so, it's fun to hear these stories. And these guys are having a great time. And they'll always remember this entire two-week span and plus the weeks to come.
Definitely. All right, we're out of time. We'll let you go. And you have a lot coming up. But thanks for letting us come and enjoy and be a part of the celebration.
Anytime.
All right, good to see you. All right, we'll wrap things up. Our celebration coverage of the Benton Harbor State Championship is brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhard of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Expect the best in service. Get the best. Call Victoria Eberhard with Realty Executives. By the Department of Health and Human Services, Foster Kids of Berrien County. Little Caesars. Little Caesars of Benton Harbor congratulates the Benton Harbor boys basketball team on their Class B State Championship. And by Bovo Bail Bonds. The original Bovo Bail Bonds has been serving our community for over 50 years, and they're there when you need them at 927-4242. Again, the parade route, if you haven't heard, is the parade is going to start at City Hall in downtown Benton Harbor. It's going to make its way to Pipestone, and then along Pipestone will go all the way up to Union, and then hang right onto Union until they get to Empire, take the left onto to Empire, and straight here to the high school, and the celebration will start around 6:30. And also want to let you know that if you missed the broadcast of the state championship game this past Saturday, we're going to have a rebroadcast of the state championship game. That'll be tomorrow night at 5 o'clock as we lead you into the NCAA Women's Final Four action. That'll be tomorrow night starting at 5 o'clock. If you missed it or if you heard it and you want to relive it again, the entire broadcast you'll hear live beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning here on WSJM Sports. Want to thank Trey Crucial, Coach Sterling and his staff and all the guys that joined us here this afternoon. Come out and celebrate the state championship with them here at Benton Harbor High School. Again, the pep rally in Farnham Gym is going to start at 6:30. We'll see you then with 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.